Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Shnei Achim, who made Echad Mehem, V'yibeim Hasheni Et Eshet Achim, V'achar Kach Nolad Lahem Ach, U'met. And Arishona Yotza Mishum Eshet Achim Shela Haya Ba'olamo, V'yashniya Mishum Tzarata. Asaba Ma'amar U'met, Shnei Acholetz V'lo Mityabemet. V'yashimen Omer, Miyabeim Leizah Shiyotza, Acholetz Leizah Shiyotza, because certainly in this case, where first the Yibam took place before Nolad Le'amach, for sure there's no Ishtach Shoya Ba'olamach. At least that much we see in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, Hama'amar, Okoneh, Olokoneh, Olok. From Rabbi Shimon, it's Mashma, we thought at this point, that he's been chaylek on the din of Ma'amar. Because the last thing before Rabbi Shimon says, Asaba Ma'amar Umeit, Shishniyah Choletzit Velomet Yabemet, and Rabbi Shimon says, not true. Miyabim Lezer Shiyurtzah, or Choletz Lezer Shiyurtzah. So we thought that he's referring back to that case. Right? He could be do Chalitz or Yivum to either one, and there's no problem. So now, the question over here is, we ask on Rabbi Shimon, if the assumption is that Rabbi Shimon is arguing on Asaba Ma'amar, so if Rabbi Shimon said yesterday, 2 days ago, he said Maimer is a suffix. Either it's Kenya Kenyan Gama or it's not Kenya at all, remember? So how can he say you could be Miyabim or Chalitz Leza Shiyirtza? That's inconsistent with his previous Shita. Miyabim Lebalat Ma'amar. How is it mutter to be Miyabim Lebalat Ma'amar? V'chosh Lomar, why aren't we Misupik? That Shemalokana Ma'amar. Maybe the Ma'amar didn't do anything. And the assumption would be then that that would be a case. Or chotzin lebalat ma'amar, how can you do chalitza to the balat ma'amar, which would mean the chalitza patters the tzara? Why? Chash lomar shem alokana ma'amar. Why don't we say maybe there is no kinyan of ma'amar? In which case, the second one, if the mimer was not Kena, so then that woman remains Asura from Eshet Akshalaya Ba'olamo. In which case, now, she was never Zekuka L'Yibam. So how could the Chalitza of her patra the Tzara? I mean, if mimer doesn't do anything, so now he should have to be marrying the wife of the second brother, who was with him in Ba'olam Echad, who was Yachtab. So what we have to say is that we made a mistake. Rabbi Shimon was not even referring to the case of Asaba Ma'amar. Rabbi Shimon was just arguing on the basic halacha of Eshet Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. Avei Mada Omer, Rabbi Shimon is al Reisha. He was talking about the Reisha of the Mishnah. That if one of the brothers did Yibum, brother two does Yibum, then comes along our brother three, and now brother two dies, so says Rabbi Shimon, do whatever you want. Both women are muteres to the brother because there's no longer an Isra Veshet Akshal Haya Ba'olamo. Since at the time that he was born, he found this woman married to brother number two. What about the first case in the first Mishnah? Om Reb Yochanan, Reb Shimon would be made of Rishonah. In the first case, where over there the brother was died before brother three was born, before brother two did Yibum, there he's made of because at the time that he was born, he found her still in a state of Yibum from the first brother, and so says Rabbi Yochanan, in that case, of course, he would have been made. Now, there's a brisa, the Ashkachtani, the brisa says that Od Yibim Achlokas, that Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Shimon argues, even in a case in which he was Neilat first, and then Achakach Yibim Achashini. And that not like Rabbi Yochanan. So that Rav Shimon argues on both cases. And according to Rav Yochanan, Mabein Rishonah, Mabein Shniyah, what's the difference between the first case, the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah, Halacha Aleph, and the Mishnah of Yer, Halacha Beis? What do you mean? There's a big difference, says Rav Yochanan. Rishonah is a case with Boaz Matzah B'Yisr. When he comes to the world, this Levi, this Achshlichi, he finds her in a state of Yisr. The Shniyah, Boaz Matzah B'Heter. Over here, Shimon, brother two, already did the Yibam. So when brother three is born, there should be no problem. Rabbi Yochanan boy, Eshet Aviv Shematz'ah לפני אחד מן השוק. מה אמר בר רבי שמעון? מפני שמצא בהתר מותר, according to רבי שמעון, who holds that as long as brother two had already taken Reuven's wife, and now the third brother is born. So when Shimon dies now, brother two dies, so now he's allowed, this new brother is allowed to come along and to do Yibam, right? Because at the moment that he was born, there was no longer a Zika from the first brother. In which case, now she's only called Esa Shimon. That's what we're saying. And therefore, even though she's Neshtar Kusharabala, this is Neshtar Kusharabala. So let me ask something else. Suppose Reuven was married to two women, and he goes ahead, and he leaves one of these women, who's Meuberet. Before she gives birth, the other woman, let's give these women names, okay? We have Rachel and Leah, classic case. So now, Rachel is left Meuberet by the brother, and before she gives birth, Leah goes ahead and gets married to the shuk. She says, what do I need chalitz for? What do I need yibam for? My husband died, leaving my tzara pregnant. So there's no theme of yibam. Because after all, Rachel's going to have a baby. And then she goes ahead.
She's wrong. She has to be born.
Yeah, of course she's wrong. Okay, but she went ahead and she got married to somebody else. Afterwards, now she goes ahead. And indeed, Shimon, now, she has a son. Okay, she has a son.
Leah.
Yeah, call him Shimon.
Shut.
Yeah. And now Leah's husband dies. So that the question over here is, what's the halacha? Do we say that since she got married to somebody before he was born, this other brother, so now she was never asur on him, because there's an Isser Eishes Av, there's no Eishes Av. Because he was born afterwards. I mean, are you going to say that also? Are you going to tell me that as long as someone was born after, there was no, when he was born, he never found out there to be an Isser, okay? So now it would be mutter for him to take a woman who was now Eishes Aviv. Is that what you're going to say? Because now the new son is born to Rachel? Lo amar Rabbi Shimon. Obviously not. Rabbi Shimon only was talking about Yidei Achim Min Ha'av. It's talking about where you a Yavam took over the original Isser from the first brother. So because of Yibum, Eishes Achim, the first brother is Mutaret. In which case, when the new brother is born after Yibum, it's called Bo Matzah Beheter. But Eshet Aviv, who now got married to somebody else, what happened to Yisr Eshet Aviv? Eshet Aviv remains forever. Obviously, she remains Asura. The whole point over here is that Yibum subsumes the original Isser. He's not saying there's a magic. It's wrong to think that Rabbi Shimon is saying there's some kind of magical situation in which Arayot are defined by who was an Erva in your lifetime. But if someone wasn't an Erva in your lifetime, is that a problem? So you could say, right, so who was an Erva in my lifetime? In my lifetime, I was born, there was no father. So therefore, the wife of my father is no Erva. Well, that makes no sense. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Amar, that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish had a question like this. Eshet Achiv Me'ima, which is not Kayavis in Yidin, who is now Shemotza Lifnei Achiv Me'aviv. What would Rabbi Shimon say in that case? Would we say Motza Be'atum Mutar? So say, Yaakov gets married, okay? He marries Rachel. Rachel had a son from another guy. All right. Yeah. Serious sorry. I usually say. Now, Yaakov went ahead and married Leah as well. He has two sons from Leah, Shimon and Levi. Okay. He now, this guy, this original guy, Reuven, who was the son of Rachel, and is now an ach min ha'ein to the bonim of Leah, who has now Shimon and Levi. When Reuven dies, who is a brother to Shimon Levi, so now Shimon went ahead and married his wife who was muteres, because she's neither Eshes Achiv Mi'aviv nor Eshes Achiv Mi'imo. He's a son of Yaakov and a son of Leah. And this guy is a son of Reuven, of Rachel, of her previous marriage. Right? So he's not related to this woman at all. So he goes ahead and he marries the wife of Reuven, who is unrelated to him. Fine. He goes ahead now and dies without sons. So now comes along the son, the other son, Levi, his brother. Right? So Levi goes ahead and he's miyabin, this woman. So for everything's fine. Now we get a new son. It was Lahir Bolo. This new son is a son to Yaakov Avinu from Rachel. Rachel was also the mother of Reuven, who had originally married now this woman, who's now going to fall to him for Yibum. And now, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no Eishes Achiv Shlohoyah Ba'olamo, because he was already now married to the other brother. So basically, I'm forgetting all about his original marriage, right? What would you say there? Would you say that the Isser of Eshet Ach is canceled because of the Chiyuv of Yibum? So, I mean, in this case, we should say this new brother, let's call him Yehuda, right? We already dealt with Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So Yehuda's born. Comes along now Levi and ups and dies, leaving Shimon's wife, who was once an achot, I mean an ish, a wife of Reuven, who was unrelated to him, but who is the brother from a mother to this new Yehuda, who was born from Rachel. So now the question is, she is now Eshet Achiv Mi'imo, but she's also Eshet Achiv Mi'aviv, right? From her first marriage to Reuven, she's Eshet Ach Min Ha'im, which is an Isser. But she's now Eshet Ach Min Ha'av, from Aliba de Rabbi Shimon, a brother that is now Mechayev Min Yibum, because he lived in the same world as this brother. The fact that she was once married to Shimon is irrelevant, because according to Rabbi Shimon, we don't care. As long as when he was born, he was above a month of a half, there's no problem. So now I got a big question for you. Is it Isser Eshes Ach that is becoming Mutter through Yibum? In which case it would also be Mater Eshet Ach Min Ha'Ein, since I only look at the most current Isser of Eshes Ach when it comes to the question of Eshet Achiv Shlohoyah Ba'olamo. So let me look at the most current Isser Eshes Ach when it comes to the problem of Eshet Ach Min Ha'Ein as well. Of course, Lo Amar Rabbi Shimon Al Yadei Achiv Min Ha'Av. The whole point over here is that it's as if he found an Eshet Ach Min Ha'Av falling to him from Yibum, from the brother from whom he felt. What in the world does Eshet Ach Mi'imo have to do with it? There was never a heter of that Isser at all, because there was never any Yibum from the second guy on that Eshet Ach. It wasn't his Ach. Obviously, it's irrelevant. You might as well say, does it become not his mother because she was married to him? Obviously, it doesn't affect that at all. Reviewing, boy. How about Sarat Achot Imo? Shematz'ah lifnei achiv mi'aviv. Would we say lifnei shematz'ah beheter muter? Let's say it like this. His mother's sister was married to his brother from his father. Okay? So now, fine. He has another wife, died. And his other brother, now this one from his Aviv. So his Achiv, Me'aviv, went ahead, married the Tzara. He's now born. The one who had been Miyabim, the Tzara, now dies. And now she falls to him for Yibum, and she is the Tzara of Achot Imo. What would be the din over there? Do we say that if he had been Noilad at the time that his brother had died, he wouldn't have been able to be Miyabim her because she's Tzara's Achot Imo? So the same thing is true over here. Since there's no Isser to this tzora unless it's b'makom mitzvah, and now the iser eishes ach becomes mutter to the first ach. Now when he dies and she falls for yibum, we should say, okay, the iser eishes ach from the first brother became mutar, and if that's the case, he should be able to be miyavim her, because there's no tzora either. Because that, in other words, the only problem over here was that she was the tzora v'achotimo, right? But what's the yisur of a tzora v'achotimo? Tzora v'achotimo remains asura only because of the yisur eishes ach. Ah! But the yisur eishes ach is being removed because, I mean, she was anyway yisur eishes ach because of eishes ach shalaya ba'aloma. So eishes ach shalaya ba'aloma, to him there was an yisur of eishes ach. Had he been alive, he never would have been able to be miyavim her. Because to him, it's his mother. To the other brother wasn't related, right? Okay, but it's his mother. This one will be the tzor of his mother. Forget it. No way. Okay. But the other brother, who was not related, went out and did yibum. He wasn't born. At the time that he's born, this woman, who was a tzoras eishes ach to a brother that he doesn't know from, and therefore doesn't have to take into consideration that Isser of Eishes Ach. The Tzora, which was only Asura because of that Isser Eishes Ach anyway, is becoming Muteret because she's now falling from another brother who has absorbed the Isser of Eishes Ach from the first brother and is now telling us, forget about that Isser Eishes Ach. Is that when you were born in the world? You said, Rabbi Shimon is ready to say, don't ask me about Isurei Erva. Obviously, we're not going to be Matur in Isurei Erva. Fine, fine. We won't be Matur in Isurei Erva. Very good. How about the Isurei Tzora Serva? Is the Isurei Tzora Serva boils down to the Isurei Eishes Ach? Okay? Now, when he's born, the Isurei Tzora Erva, which we now call the Eishes Ach of the brother, who happened to also be an Eishes Ach Shalai Yala Balamo. Okay? So now when he finds this new brother married to the tzora of a woman who was the sister of his mother, we should say, who cares? There's no magical new iser called the tzora of the sister of your mother. It's just the tzora of the sister of your mother. You won't be able to be miyavi. Fine. I wasn't miyavi. She never fell to me for you. She fell from a brother that I never heard of. When I was born, I don't know from that brother. So now, would Rabbi Shimon hold that since the Isser of Eishes Ach of the original brother is being cancelled, because now it's falling to me from the second brother, the Isser of the Eishes Ach of Tzoras Erva, in this case of Achotimo, should along with it also be cancelled, because it's, after all, only an expression of the idea of Eishes Ach. Is there a real, this is an amazing question, is there a real Isser called Eishes Ach Shalaya Ba'alamo, which Rabbi Shimon holds, that's mutter? Or is it simply that Rabbi Shimon says, an Eishes Ach that has been subsumed by a new Ach no longer has any relationship to the original Eishes Ach? Yeah. It's an absolutely brilliant question. Because all along we've been assuming, there's no such thing as a Tzoras Erva, really, in terms of its ongoing impact. A Tzoras Erva is simply a woman that you couldn't do Yivam to, and therefore remains an Eishes Ach Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah. But an Eishes Ach Shelo Yabalom is also an Eishes Ach Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah. And nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon says, but if now when you're born you find it as a mitzvah, because your latest brother that was alive in your lifetime dies, you don't have to worry about it. So that I shouldn't worry about the Tzoras Eishes Ach. Tzoras Achasimo either. Test the question. What's the myth? Don't know. It's one of those, hanging questions. The more never deals with this issue.
Isn't this a
Shnius
kind of issue?
No. Why is it
Shnius? The Tzoras Eishes Ach.
Which means it's either a real Erev or it's nothing. That's what he's saying. Either she remains the Tzoras Erev because of Eishes Ach, or she's nothing. That's absolutely astounding. This, nobody could have come up